Jordy wasn't on the injury report. Is that obviously a positive sign to where he stands after a couple weeks or a couple of days of practice this week?
Did a nice job in practice today. Coach Mike, McCarthy, he'll handle from the injury standpoint, but he did a nice job in practice. Obviously, we haven't gone over play time in that situation, so that's a little bit later.
How difficult is it to prepare for a defense that has so many different pieces compared to the last time they played meaningful snaps?
All right, well, you have to go back and obviously study from last year, but also preseason is extremely important. And then we also factor in, we always talk about the 30% unscouted looks with the ability to kind of anticipate certain looks. And so that's something we've been working on as well. But definitely, it's one of those type of situations where you just got to go back and you got to make sure that you put the time and effort into scouting them from last year to preseason and what they've done in their history.
With the unscouted looks, there's a lot that you can't see in preseason. How beneficial, how helpful is preseason tape actually to get ready for a regular season defense?
It's extremely helpful because you do see some of the new guys and how they play in the scheme that they're playing in, the techniques that they're using, and so it's helpful.
Andrew, what is it about Lane Taylor's mental makeup that you think will allow him to step in to approach the job?
Definitely mentally tough, very physical, and he's been productive. He's had a good training camp, and we're confident in all of our guys. We feel like when we put our guys out on the field, we'll be extremely productive. And, as always, we always talk about the fundamental. He's been fundamentally sound. We cleaned up a few things from training camp, and we're looking forward to getting the season going.
Edgar, I know the focus is on the Jaguars and the games that count now, but I got to ask you, nobody talks about making the most of their opportunities more than you do. Mm-hmm. It's probably your favorite phrase. And I don't know if I've ever seen a player, since I covered you as a player, do what Joe Callahan did this summer with his opportunities. What was that like for you as a coach to watch? And what was the progression in the coaching staff's mind of, oh, here's a kid, he's got some talent, to, we have to put this guy on our 53, we can't cut him. What was that progression like, and what was it like for you to watch?
Well, it's, obviously it's exciting when you see a guy put in the hard work in the classroom. That's the starting point, studying, asking questions, and then applying it out on the practice field, and then you see him make those plays in the game. It's extremely exciting, and I think our guys have done a great job of that. But also, we always talk about earning it as far as making the roster. You earn your spot. You earn the right to be in that room. And that's a great example of that. You talk about making the most of the opportunity by earning it each and every day. It brings a smile to your face when you see a guy truly go out and accomplish that and doing it the right way. That's what we want. Strive for all of our guys to go out and do it the right way each and every time. They get that opportunity to be fundamentally sound. From a technical standpoint, do it the way they're taught to do it in certain situations. So it's exciting.
I know that not everybody is healthy this week at the receiver position, but with seven guys and, obviously a couple that were capable on the practice squad as well, has the high volume of receivers challenged you to think differently about ways to incorporate everyone, because all seven of those guys, well, except for Davis, have played before?
Good problem to have. And we knew going into it was going to be extremely competitive with that unit. It's obviously it's the start of the season. We haven't, played the first game yet. A number of things can happen. But it's certainly a blessing to have guys of that ability in that room. And I'm sure we'll have a plan for each and every guy when they get their opportunities.
Edgar, have you had a chance to find out whether Presley can pass protect in order to be like a third down back in your offense? And you see that as a potential role for him?
It's still early in the stage. He's still in that opening process as far as learning our our system. So it's a little bit early. You see certain things on the practice field right now while he's running, you know, some of the scout team, but also some of the things we're asking him to do. So right now it's more mental. It's more getting into the playbook and being able to go out and get lined up correctly and take care of his assignment.
You work for months and months here, but you ended the regular season with, I think, Rodgers threw, what, 9 passes in the preseason. Nelson didn't play, and you got a new left guard with basically like 4 practices to get chemistry figured out there. Can you guys hit the ground running, so to speak, offensively, or is it going to be a little bit of a work in progress, do you think?
We feel good about what we've been able to accomplish from a practice standpoint. A lot of it takes place, you know, we always talk about the progression. It takes place in the classroom, and then obviously you want to go out on the practice field and work your fundamentals, work your communication, and make sure everyone's on the same page. And certainly we had opportunities in preseason, but we feel good about, from a practice standpoint, where we're at.
Thank you.